Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mary Thomas Hart talking about the latest going-ons with WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., in just a moment.
The will of a farmer is like no other, forged by the strength of generations past, propelled by the hope of what lies ahead. Unpredictability cannot shake its resolve. It wears a coat of courage and commitment, boots made of love for the land. At BASF, we support you with tools for tomorrow. New chemistries, seed traits, and technologies. Because we know the world's future will be fed by the will of a farmer. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and many of their state affiliates offering an amicus brief to the Supreme Court regarding the Sackett versus EPA case that will be argued later this year at the U.S. Supreme Court. Mary Thomas Hart, Environmental Counsel with NCBA, talks about that brief that's been offered up to the top court in the land.
The Sackett case is, as you said, before the Supreme Court, and we expect the court to hear oral arguments in October. NCBA filed an amicus brief in support of the Sacketts, arguing for a clear and limited definition of WOTUS. In addition to the brief submitted by NCBA, there was also a brief submitted by other agricultural organizations and some individual farm owners who submitted briefs in support of the Sacketts. You know, I think that we are sending a clear message to the Supreme Court that the agricultural industry is certainly impacted by the definition of WOTUS and really needs a clear definition and needs this issue to be settled once and for all.
The decision on Sackett versus EPA, when we get it, likely to give us some direction on how much government control may be in the cards for Waters of the U.S.
So I think, you know, there are two things that we would love to see in a ruling from the Supreme Court. You know, this case considers how federal courts across the country and administrative agencies should interpret the Rapanos decision from back in the early 2000s. And in that case, we got two competing tests for whether something is a federally jurisdictional water feature.
The two tests, expansive government control versus a limited government approach.
The test from Justice Kennedy is called the significant nexus test, and that's a pretty vague concept and definitely relies on a lot of case-by-case determinations. The other test from the Rapanos case was called the relative permanence test, and that was written by Justice Scalia, the late Justice Scalia, and that is what it sounds like. If a water flows with relative permanence and has a significant surface connection to downstream waters, then it's federally jurisdictional, and only then is it federally jurisdictional. You know, so we've seen courts across the country try to struggle with which test the Supreme Court wants them to interpret it. And, you know, we've seen that at EPA as well.
In the briefing filed with the Supreme Court, NCBA actually took a unique position in what they'd like to see the court decide.
We argued to the Supreme Court that both tests should be satisfied in order for a feature to be jurisdictional. So not only should it have relatively permanent flow and a sufficient surface water connection to downstream waters, it should also have a significant nexus to downstream water quality. And you know, I think we can measure that by the presence of visual indicators. The features that are federally jurisdictional are going to be the features that most significantly contribute to downstream water quality. And in our brief to the court, we made sure to note that, you know, determining that a feature isn't federally jurisdictional doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be regulated, right? It just means that that feature is left up to state and local management. And across the country, you know, we have really regionally unique water features, right? And the best people to manage those water features are not the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. It's the state government and local government to the extent that they want to do that.
Environmental counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Mary Thomas Hart, it's likely the Supreme Court will hear the arguments in October, may not see a decision until sometime in the first quarter of 2023. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and Limflex bulls, 50 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 20 spring calving females, 15 fall calving bred heifers, and 10 breeding age Limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.